and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
And a funny thing happened on the way to the Roman Forum, the fasci government, on the issue here of, oh, that's right, oil prices. See, folks, we were having spikes in oil prices that was well on its way of climbing up the ladder for no good reason at all. And then Katrina hits and, well, we're being told that oil prices per barrel could reach $80 a barrel by October and $100 a barrel by December of 2005. Now, this is regardless of Katrina and what happened down there. 20 oil rigs have been destroyed or are missing in the affected region, according to the Coast Guard. In addition to the worst disaster, they say, to hit the United States, and keep in mind that this comes on the heels of the story that was floated out there about peak oil. Oh, that's right, we're running out of crude now. Sure. And everything. I mean, there was no interruptions in the Middle East. No transports have been blown up. No terrorists hit any tankers. Nothing happened at all, folks. But we steadily watched oil, the price per barrel just go through inexplicably through the roof, well, with no sound reason. Well, now they've got one, they're saying. They say the United States is the worst disaster to hit in 100 years and could, and the untold possibility of thousands of deaths in the region and so on and so forth. Well, the heating oil and natural gas prices, which will trigger inflation for everything across the board. Now, they said that unleaded gas futures edged closer to $3 a gallon last Wednesday, despite an announcement from the White House that oil will be released from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Oil futures climbed above $70 a barrel, and these are speculators out there pushing the price up, folks. This is insane because we already know how they're controlling the market. They've gotten rid of half of the refineries here in the United States. They have less than 150 refineries. Back in the 70s, the last one they built, by the way, was in 1974 when they knew the demand for gasoline and petroleum products was going to do nothing but increase. So how do you maintain product price in the marketplace? That's right. You curtail your ability to make the widgets to put on the market, and that's exactly what they did. You know, Greg, I got sick and tired of the stories every year about home heating oil. Well, The Northeast is going to be hard hit this year and expect prices to climb dramatically. Year after year. Now, I'm sorry, did we decide next year not to have a winter to give the consumer a break? This happened year after year after year. They keep the supply down so they could keep the prices up. What the oil companies have been reaping, ladies and gentlemen, over this supposed peak oil thing and everything else they want to throw at us, they're making record, and I mean record, profits. So, Greg, we're at the mercy of these people. We don't necessarily have to drive cars. I guess we can go to the Chinese mode of operation here, or, you know, we can go by bicycle, or I guess we could carpool in the community bus or whatever the case may be. But we're fiercely independent people. We think of our car as being part of our home and our freedom, wherever we go.
Yeah,
in that little bubble.
It's like our horse.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. It's like our horse. But here we are stuck with a situation that does not have to be. It doesn't say anywhere in the United States Code that you must be held hostage or at gunpoint by a private corporation. I don't care if it's the Federal Reserve or I don't care if it's the oil company, folks. And it has to stop. The only way that's going to stop is to get an honest government back again. You know, one with transparency. And the bottom line is, well, true. It's only going to happen if we demand it. We'll return, take your calls right after this break with Greg Szymanski.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
In case of natural disaster, ladies and gentlemen, would you be able to be informed? Oh, that's right, if you had a power blackout. How are you going to find the batteries that are dead in your radio? Folks, we've got a radio here, and I wish these people down in New Orleans had this. At least they could stay tuned. We've got an emergency radio, and this thing is really neat. It's the Kato KA007. It's got FM. It's got AM. It's got VHS or VHF. It's got TV1, TV2. It's got the weather bands on this thing. It's got shortwave, three bands of shortwave going all the way up to 17,175 kilohertz. The neat thing about this radio? Oh, that's right. It's got rechargeable batteries in it and nickel, what is it? Nickel metal hydride. Thank you, Mr. Producer, and all around good guy. It can be charged by the hand crank generator. It can be charged by the solar panel on it. You can run it on these NiCad batteries. You can use regular batteries in it. It is a neat little radio. And I'll tell you what, folks, for an emergency radio, you couldn't do any better, and we're going to offer this to folks for $45, and that includes shipping. We test everything out here, folks. This is a dandy little unit. $45, you never have to be in the dark again. You want to hear a shortwave broadcast? Here it is. You want to hear your local TV? If for whatever reason, you can do that. You want to hear the weather? You can hear it on that. AM, FM? You can hear that also. An outstanding little radio, and it's got a good speaker in it, folks, that you can turn it all the way up and it doesn't even distort. It's cool. Give us a call here at 800-724-2719. Buy this, ladies and gentlemen, for future emergencies. You will never have to be in the dark again. Let's go to our callers here in Tucson, Arizona. Sheldon, hello. How you doing? Hello, Sheldon.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hi. I had the speakerphone on. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, we've been hearing Alex Jones mention for the last 2 to 3 years that they're going to eventually corral people into sports stadiums, and they're going to activate that model state emergency health powers act. I just wonder if there's going to be some public health emergency declared in this situation down there.
Well, they've already said that the problems down there is bacteria, E. coli in the water, this, that, and the other. The funny
thing, that's what we're hearing now.
Yeah, and that is you know, you got dead bodies, dead animals, dead dogs, kitties, whatever else. You're going to have a problem. They've got oil slick scum on the water down there. It's fecal matter. It's not good. The problem is, though, with that is that the bowl is going to be pumped out pretty quickly. It looks like it. New Orleans may be high and dry here in the next 2 weeks. So that safety issue, finally the mayor of New Orleans said for safety issues and safety concerns, we've got to move everybody out of New Orleans. So he's in the process of doing that. But they're pumping that out. They've got the dikes shored up right now. They're pumping the water out, and New Orleans should be dry in the next couple of weeks. So whatever health hazards it's presenting right now, that'll be minimized when that water goes by.
Well, what about the aid workers there? When they have to go back to their states, they're going to take something back with them to their states.
Well, and we very well could end up with quarantine patches down there, quarantining the rescue workers or whatever else.
Well, maybe across the whole country.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if this is, Greg, I don't know what's your sense on this. I don't think this is a big enough catastrophe.
Well, no, I think basically, you know, we're going to see some things down there. Hopefully it'll be taken care of. One thing I'm worried about, though, on the horizon is something that's being forgotten about is the avian flu, which could present something catastrophic that's been ignored by the government again. And if you look closely, this problem could be another pandemic that could kill millions of people. So we have to watch out about that. But now, getting back to New Orleans, I'm not going to dismiss the fact that there could be something going on there that's even worse than what we think as far as the chemical problems and everything. I don't know if the mandatory evacuations are warranted. I think if I was living in the French Quarter myself, I probably wouldn't leave if it wasn't underwater, if my property was there.
You know, if I had lived in the French Quarter, which has remained bone dry, I certainly wouldn't leave.
Just keep in mind, guys, about two-thirds of the country has that Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. They passed it into law like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the country.
Well, and this was another invention, and it was routed through Homeland Security, and we just saw what a fine example these stupid little bureaucrats, and if we want to just leave it at that, minimize it by saying stupid little bureaucrats, we've seen how well this bureaucracy works. And we were talking about this on a program yesterday, Greg, that we used to have in this country civil defense. And, yeah, we had help from the federal government on this deal. You know, during the Cold War, we were told to hop under the school children to hop under the desk and, you know, hold their heads or whatever the case may be in case a nuclear firecracker went off in your neighborhood. But by and large, what we had is at state level organizations and volunteers that in cases of emergency, and this is exactly what could have happened had we not had FEMA, Homeland Security, National Guard, whatever the case may be, butting their nose in and having their supposed chain of command problems and centralization command problems here. This could have been handled by civil defense in the state. How fast could these people have been gotten out of there if people would have went down there, been able to get in, took their cars, their trucks, their boats, whatever the case may be, and said, come on, people, let's get the heck out of here, and let's do it now. It would have been a lot faster than what this top-heavy bureaucracy just pulled off.
Yeah, I mean, they delayed days. I mean, this cost thousands of lives. I'm convinced of it.
Oh, absolutely.
And You know, I don't believe if George Bush can withstand this, he's the Teflon president as far as I'm concerned. Everything just slides right off of him because I never in my life have I seen such incompetence and so many accusations.
But see, you just hit impeachment. You just hit the magic word again. Wasn't it because of 9/11? What were we told? Well, there was a lack of communications between the various agencies. And, well, we just had failed problems. We had failed intelligence problems and information routing and this, that, and the other. Oh, we were just, okay, can we use the word? Well, we were a little incompetent, but don't worry, we're going to reinvent government, we're going to streamline it, and the bureaucracy is going to work much better. If you believe that, hey, I got some property down there in the 9th District, I'm going to sell you, caller. And maybe you might want to buy it because you could hold out for one of those robber barons coming in, you know, to buy up property.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying. Anything else?
Yeah, you're going off C-band satellite, huh, at the middle of the month?
No. Nasty rumor.
That's what the owner at Worldwide First Amendment Radio told me last night.
I don't know who Worldwide First Amendment Radio is. Who's that?
Well, they were right next to you guys and Genesis and American Freedom on the C-band satellite.
Well, see, none of these people were smart enough to talk to the people that actually owned the satellite. And then I worked backwards to the people that provided and brokered the time for me.
Oh, thank God.
I'm on the C-band until the end of the year, and then possibly beyond then.
And then you said you may go to KU-band?
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll run KU and the analog bird simultaneously. This is going to be a good deal. I don't want to get too deep into this, but this is good. KU is a good deal because people can now buy... It's basically the same technology that you get for Dish Network or whatever the case is.
Yeah, I got one of these KU-band digital receivers. I got it for $25 at a local satellite supply store.
There you go. It's relatively cheap, but it has one inherent problem, and that's information gathering power. In other words, the size of the dish. But we're looking at a company right now that says that they can retrofit those KU feed horns onto the 4-foot dish, and you can have a tsunami roll over the top of you, and you won't lose signal. The digital, it is digital. The sound quality is a little bit better, but there are some problems, and we're working through that right now.
I got a 10-foot dish, so I won't have that problem.
Well, if you have a mesh dish and the mesh is bigger than a quarter of an inch, it will not work. Okay, but we'll put out all that information. What I'm interested in doing is not turning our backs on the low power FM people out there. So whether they feed their stations by computer or they're going to set up a KU dish, we're going to make sure that they have KU dishes that won't get wiped out. Okay, so we're going to be on the KU until the end of the year. And I have another announcement to make since you brought it up in the communications arena. We're going to be switching shortwave frequencies. We're going over to another ship, so to speak. And we'll have more shortwave time Monday through Friday. And actually, what I'm shooting for here is 10 hours a day, Monday through Saturday. So we're going to have more shortwave programming, more of the programming that people love but can't hear it unless they've got a computer or a satellite dish.
Well, I'm so glad you're staying on, John. I really like the Frank Whalen show on top of yours, so you guys really got good programming there.
Well, and it's only going to get better because this network is going to expand.
All right, thanks a lot, John.
You're welcome. Appreciate it. Mike in Cleveland. We kind of got off there a little bit, Greg. Any comments you want to make on Sheldon's call?
No, that's fine. Go on.
Okay.
Move on.
Mike in Cleveland. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John.
Hi,
Greg.
Hello.
I'm the vice chairman of the America First Party of Ohio. And
yes?
My congressman was Sherrod Brown. He was just on C-SPAN today, and the previous caller had just talked about quarantines and all this. Well, these people, you know, if they stayed there and if they got diseased from this water and stuff, you know, they've already been moved across the country now. They're not even all contained. You won't even know where they all are, actually, you know, which...
Good point. But, you know, the funny thing about this is, and we made an observation here, San Antonio and Austin, of course, we all know about the dome down in Houston, Texas, the Astrodome. But a lot of these stories were saying that these people were really in bad shape and they were diseased. And I'm going to tell you what, the people that showed up here in Austin, they look pretty doggone healthy to me. The people down in San Antonio, the same way.
Well, the ones, though, that were in that nasty water and everything for 7 days or however long.
Now, that could be a problem. I'll tell you what, hang on a second. We've got to take a break here. Don, John, Wally, and others, hang on. We'll get to all of your calls. 800-313-9443. And we're going to be dealing with the aftermath of Katrina and all the games that are going on for some time to come. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
The high command, folks, and I'm here to tell you the government is talking to you. First grab your wallet and then grab everything that's not nailed down, because they'll try to seize it or take it for their own purposes. Trust me. And that's right, folks. If you don't have an emergency preparedness kit, which includes a Bible, let me see, some bullets. All right, that's right. You know, I've got a little bit, and I will maintain these and pass them on to my prodigy, and then on and on. Nice thing about firearms, folks, as long as you keep them greased up, they last forever. Ammunition, hey, that stuff can be 50, 80 years old and still fire. And I've got something in the range, anything, you know, most gunfights that happen with handguns happen within 70 feet. So I've got something that will go from 70 feet out to a mile and everything in between. And I do love the Chinese for making those Norinkos, the knockoffs of the Kalashnikov AK-47s. Nice little rifle. The ammo is cheap. So, you know, that's part of my survival kit. The Bible's next to that. And, of course, food storage, communications, and stuff like that. It's not going anywhere, and it'll only be used in case of emergencies. If you know what I mean. Mike in Cleveland. Hello, Mike.
Hi. Earlier you were talking about the gas prices getting up to $100 by December.
Yeah.
Jim Tucker of the American Free Press infiltrates Bilderberg every year.
Yes.
And he was saying that this year one of their main themes or subjects was getting the gas prices up to $150 a barrel.
Well, and ironically, I'm looking at AFP's story, Bilderberg behind China oil grab. And, yeah, I also read that very same thing. See, and this is why I clock people. I get them on the show, and they'll start repeating an opinion that they think has validity. Just as last week, I won't mention the guy's name because he's a pretty good guy. But right out of the clear blue sky, what does he start talking to me about? Oh, that's right, peak oil. Peak oil. And again, you know, we're not running out of oil on this planet, folks. The technology is rapidly replacing that crude that's in the ground. Trust me. We're not going to run out of this crude anytime soon.
Oh, there's no shortage. Profits are just unbelievable.
And they plan on profiteering more. I mean, look, if I were a company and I saw the market trend for my product just going through the roof, would I start cutting back on production facilities making that widget? Would you do it, caller?
Of course not.
But the oil companies did. And now the rumor has it that all these closed military bases, which, by the way, is part of 7277 to meld us in a third stage into global governance. But if you take a look at this, Bush is saying, well, you know, we could probably build refineries on these military bases we're shutting down. Well, the last refinery that was built was in 1974 in this country. So what they basically did, even though demand was increasing, what they did was whack out half of the capacity for them to produce their product. Now, if you and I were doing that, or we were the paid CEO of a company, we'd be fired for our short-sightedness. No, the price fixing is in, and nobody has got the cojuntas to talk about this.
Right.
And but more importantly, the last time this happened in this phony oil embargo of the 70s, the last time this happened, I can remember truck drivers shutting down turnpikes, shutting down in protests roads all over the country. People were screaming mad about this.
Well, I'm hearing rumors that's about to happen right now.
Well, it very well may be, and I'll tell you what. You know, I use the terminology when the chickens come home to roost. It's an old saying. But you wait to see what happens. The price of this gasoline, the cost of transportation, shipping goods, manufacturing, you name it, is not going to be felt by this economy for another 6 months. When it hits the fan, and I don't like dire predictions, and I'm not a fear-monger, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm telling you this, on top of this already shaky economy, how do I know it's shaky? First time in U.S. history we had a jobless recovery. Oh, that's right. We came out of recession and didn't hire any more people.
Uh-huh. Even though they keep telling us how great the economy's doing?
Oh, the economy's doing great. Don't tell the people 10% plus unemployment in Michigan is only going to get worse. Don't tell these people that. It might spur them into action, or better still, they may be getting mad about it. But wait and see, caller, Mike, wait and see what happens when this price hike, this unnatural, unheralded, and unneeded price hike on the world crude market happens, and watch what happens to the U.S. economy next year. Oh, and then we'll have to, oh, that's right, George Bush and his policies didn't work. We had him for 8 years. Let's move a Democrat back
in.
And the same thing will go on.
Because they both stand for the same thing.
Exactly.
I had something for Greg there, Greg.
Yeah, go ahead.
I did. I read that book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Oh, yeah.
And the one thing that I noticed in there was he was saying that, you know, they did a different policy with Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, instead of just going in and destroying their country, basically, that we would build up their oil production. Their country would get rich as long as they kept the prices of the crude oil for us artificially low.
Right.
Now, I'm wondering now, since we went in and attacked Iraq, do you think that has anything to do with why that doesn't seem to be the policy anymore?
Hold on to that thought. We'll get Greg Szymanski's answer to that question right after this. And, Greg, what is your website?
It's www.arcticbeacon.com. That's www.arcticbeacon.com.
We will be right back.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org, or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back. Don in Ohio, John in Pensacola, Wally in Austin, Jim in Boston, and Sheldon in Tucson. Didn't Sheldon already call in? Oh, he's got to pay us for this call. Okay, Mike in Cleveland, you had a question for Greg?
It was just about the Saudi Arabia there and the...
I think you have to look at it from a point of view that, you know, when we deal with foreign countries, of course we deal with them differently depending on their background, their socioeconomic background, their religious background, things like that. I don't think there's really any difference in what we did there or what we do with other countries. I mean, we're basically partners with the Saudi Arabians. We made deals behind the table. We've done things,
right.
Sold off much of our country, I believe, to them in order to, enrich oil contracts and contractors who have done work in Saudi Arabia. I think the people that really benefit from Saudi Arabia aren't American people, are the small the companies like Halliburton and their subsidiaries who have gotten enormous contracts work in Saudi Arabia. So I think basically Saudi Arabia played ball with us, whereas Saddam Hussein didn't play ball
with us. Well, there was another reason for that also, Greg. It's because that they're holding so much of this nation's debt that they can do whatever they want with their cartel, the control of the crude that they're pumping out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, let's face it here. I mean, Saddam Hussein was going to deal in euros for his oil. Okay, so when we pop along, what is the first thing that we do is we install the, oh, that's right, the IMF over there. We award contracts for the exploration and the drilling and marketing of the oil, and everything is just fine. I would have had more respect for George Bush and said, look, yeah, Saddam Hussein's an evil guy, but more importantly, he's got all the oil we need. I don't think he would have gotten half of the flack that he's gotten over this Iraq deal if he would have come out and told the damn truth in the first place.
You know? That's not his modus operandi.
No, of course it isn't. It's lying and deceit. That suits them. That suits them best. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your call.
Thanks.
Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Owen.
Hi.
I'm going to get through these real quick, and I'll hang up and listen to your reply. Everybody's wondering where Cheney's been. I was wondering if you guys think he might be in Chicago having to testify.
I think he's probably out there on the hunt for General Burns, because General Burns, and I want to talk to you about that also, Greg.
Yeah, I'd like to, yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah, I had my thoughts about Cheney, too. I was thinking the same thing the caller was thinking. Where is he throughout this whole thing? Well, he's not the most sympathetic guy to bring around when people are suffering with his background. But secondly, Cheney, I believe, is in the background working on some type of plan to nuke Iran. I still believe that.
That's been his bailiwick here for the last better than 2 months.
So now he's got the cover of Katrina to let him do whatever he's doing behind the scenes, what he's done for years. And last time I reported on him, he was giving STRATCOM, Strategic Command, orders to prepare for a nuclear attack on Iran in case of a September 11th-like attack on America. So,
you know if Sybil Edmonds has testified yet?
No. Last I heard about Sybil Edmonds is that she was considering breaking the gag order on her, but I don't believe she has yet.
Well, yeah. The first major problem, Greg, and we talked about this also, the first major problem is we have lawyers get involved, and what do they advise their clients to do? Sit down and shut up.
Right.
Wait for the tsunami that rolls over the top of you when you walk into court.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about getting your story out beforehand, and that is a measure of protection. But these scurrilous little buggers will tell their clients, oh, no, don't breathe a word. You know, we've got this case. You don't want to tip your hand to the other side is what they'll normally tell you.
Yeah, and the caller may be interested. You know, Sybil Edmonds is a high-profile whistleblower, but there are many people out there with the similar stories. And you can go to my website, and there's a woman by the name of Janet Parker who will tell you a great story about her confidential informant relationship with John O'Neill
and
the Al-Qaeda situation before 9/11. And so I want you to know there are a lot of people out there that are talking now, more than I've seen in a while, and people are coming forward to me and just one after the other with stories. And you get to the point where you know that I always look basically at people the same way that you would look at trying to sort out if somebody's credible or not. And one, if a person basically, can you imagine why you're skeptical talking to politicians? They always have a hidden agenda, some type of financier or some type of corporate businessman who makes a public speech has a hidden agenda for money. But a lot of times with the people that I'm talking to have no reason to lie. They have no reason to distort the truth. It only hurts them more when they do, and probably would benefit if they didn't tell the truth. So you can't ignore hundreds and thousands of Americans who are telling the same story that, one, George W. Bush is dangerous, two, 9/11 was an inside job, so was Oklahoma City, and if you think that there isn't foul play in New Orleans, just let's wait a while, because this is just the prelude to many more things to come.
Well, Greg, aside,
people in power.
Yeah, aside from Sybil Edmonds and all the other whistleblowers are out there, what we've got to do is create an environment where they can come out, speak, get their truth out, and there won't be any ramifications. They won't end up dead along the roadside someplace, or they won't be investigated by the IRS, or they won't be harassed or threatened. Once this starts to happen, the people inside the government and knowing the workings of the government feel a certain measure of safety coming out in public and telling their story. This is when their house of cards starts to fall. This is where we have to be in this country because, folks, this can't get much worse than what it is right now.
And, you know, John, it's going on right this moment for your listeners to understand. I talked to a former Army colonel named Major Roki, who has been a whistleblower regarding the depleted uranium situation for years. Major Roki, in fact, it was a coincidence, went to the same university I did, and we did something in common. And the gentleman tells a credible story, and he tells how all he wanted to do was to get the government to take care of the veterans that were subjected to depleted uranium sickness, how they're not being taken care of, how the government is not cleaning anything up around the world, how they're polluting the world with nuclear weapons that are being used right this day. And when he didn't play ball with them, he was the head of the Pentagon's depleted uranium cleanup in the first Gulf War. When he didn't play ball with them, they tried to kill him. And they still are trying to harass him to this day. This is going on today,
and
made up by people.
Greg, and what do you see in the news today? Old Saddam Hussein admitted he gassed the Kurds. Of course, he bought the gas from, Donald Rumsfeld. He engineered the deal. But we're over there. We're killing our own soldiers and a lot of Iraqis. I can't tell you how many Iraqi children were born with unimaginable birth defects. But that doesn't matter. See, Saddam.
And he tells me the media will not talk to him.
Well, they're told not to.
They will. So I'm telling people out there, what are we waiting for? This is not going. This is nothing we're trying to prove. It's already proven. Let's move on and get these people out of there and start over again.
Don.
Tom Hennigan's supposed to release his final thing on the 9,000 dead sometime here in September. What do you think of that?
Could you repeat that? I couldn't quite.
About 9,000 actual numbers of U.S. soldiers have been killed in Iraq is closer to 9,000 than their purported 2,200.
Yeah, I heard about that story a while back, and I don't know how much credibility was in there, but I don't know. I would like to check further on that because we're talking about, 7,000 deaths unaccounted for. I wonder, I'd like to hear from some of the family members on that.
Okay. And last,
but I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, go ahead.
Lastly, I was wondering if you had read Tom Flacco's article, Who Killed John John, about both Bushes being at the airfield standing next to the JFK plane, John Jr.'s plane. The title's Who Killed John John, but they were there 3 days before.
Now you're talking about Granddaddy Bush and also Herbert Walker?
No, I'm talking about H.W. and W.
W? When Kennedy was killed?
He was a little kid.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about John Jr.
Okay.
They were standing outside of his plane. It's an article called Who Killed John John. It's on Tom Placco's site, anyways.
Okay.
No, I haven't seen that.
Very interesting.
Well, and as you said, Greg, this country was never the same once Kennedy got whacked.
Yeah, no, I just talked to a guy, and this is a credible story. He's got a book out called The Expendable Elite. His name is, he calls himself, he used to be called the Military Dangerous Dan Marvin. He's a retired lieutenant colonel in Green Beret Forces. And he tells an incredible story about, one, how he, 15 years to get his book published, 120 publishers turned him down. And he basically incriminates everything from has communications now with a gentleman who supposedly pulled the trigger on Kennedy named Jimmy Files, who's alive and well, had actually talked to people regarding the mafia regarding the Kennedy assassination and how the Don was contacted by the CIA to pull off the job. And basically goes from there and talks about some really remarkable things that occurred regarding him being solicited to assassinate a Lieutenant Colonel Pitzer, who was a person in the autopsy room with John Kennedy and had the photos. He was approached at Fort Bragg to kill this gentleman and was told that he was an enemy of the people and was going to give information to the enemy. Colonel Marvin turned the job down, stating that he didn't want to get involved in domestic affairs and was trained to kill overseas, and then goes on to tell a story about some really interesting and incredible things that happened in the Vietnam War regarding Johnson, and then some stories about Bush and a lot of different things that happened where he knows that Bush was in the CIA, this is George H., prior to him admitting that
in 63, right?
Yeah, way prior to being involved. And basically, you got to read some of these things. It's a very long story. I think it's on my website. I'm not sure. Did I put it on? Yeah, I believe. No, I'm going to put it on. It's not on yet. I wrote the story, but it's not on my website.
ArcticBeacon.com.
Yeah. But it's a great story. But as far as what I mentioned, yes, I believe Kennedy, and this is from Marvin's words, too, who knows more than I do about it, he said that Kennedy was in the process of trying to clean up a lot of these covert activities and to try to set the record straight in a lot of areas in our foreign policy and our domestic policy. And a lot of people that are involved in our government today were opposed to that back then. And you're seeing from the time Kennedy left, was killed, I don't think we've had an independent thinking president since, one that hasn't at least been controlled by the shadow government behind our country.
Don, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. And I've said about John Kennedy, I'm of two minds on Kennedy. We know that he did document 7277, complete and general disarmament in a peaceful world. He signed at it in 1961. That's a UN deal. But he also turns around and he wanted to pull the advisors out of Vietnam. He wanted to take the CIA and carve them up into confetti.
Mm-hmm.
He also issued money. That's right. The federal note, not the Federal Reserve note, that people could borrow without interest. It was his form of Lincoln's greenback. So there's a lot of things that people were really, really mad at Kennedy about. And of course.
You know, he wasn't crystal clear and clean, and there's a lot of things he could be criticized with. But the thing that I think brought him down was that he wasn't playing ball with these people.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes. That's all it takes. I mean, even for a president, if you don't play their game, and I mean you don't play their financial game and you don't do things as you're told, you're not around. And Kennedy's a perfect example.
Yeah. Let's go to John in Pensacola, Florida. Hello, John.
Hi. Thanks for getting me on board, Jen.
Yes, sir.
Something I wanted to bring to the listening audience's attention and yours' attention. Maybe you can kick it around. I tried to pass it on to Alan Stang, but the program ended when I was bringing this to his attention. On either the Jerry Rivera, a.k.a. Geraldo Rivera show, I mean Rivers show, or Aaron Brown's CNN, yesterday or the day before, maybe, didn't write it down, I learned that the first of the FEMA law enforcement elements to be into New Orleans were the FPS, backward stroke, ICE units in their black BDU uniforms.
Ones that I saw with the nifty little black berets on?
I didn't notice that.
No.
Okay, do you know what those initials stand for?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't either.
I'd like to pass it on. FPS, Federal Protective Service, ICE, Immigration, Customs Enforcement.
Hmm.
How the two are connected, I'm not exactly sure, you know, but...
Well, I didn't know that we had a pandemic of illegal Mexicans were you aware of that, Greg?
Good, John. But, you know, these guys were running around with their M16s and their black uniforms. Black seems to be popping up everywhere. And, of course, they were probably dispatched to protect all federal property, meaning courts and other federal buildings and such, you know. But I think that's kind of interesting that they were the, first on the scene there. First with the mostest, let's say, you know.
Federal Protection Services and ICE showed up.
Mm-hmm. One and the same. It was stenciled on the back of their BDU jackets.
Interesting. All right. Well, John, I appreciate
your
tip.
One more thing. Yep. Talking about, like, the global, governments, don't you think, really, that they're all interconnected crime syndicates?
What do you mean, all governments?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're shooting for that. I mean, they're shooting to globalize everything and to create one system of power. But I think it's already here, in a sense, like you said. Yeah, I mean, there's we can try to pinpoint the names, but I believe it's a, how do you say it, corporatocracy now.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to call it mafia or something like that. That's beyond those guys, you know. It's guys in government.
Right, and the corporations together.
Yeah, but, you know, look into that first deployment elements of the FEMA people, the Federal Protective Service, if you're interested. It might Thanks. There's something there.
Thanks, John. Okay. I appreciate that.
Bye.
We got about 10 minutes, and we'll get Wally, Jim, and Sheldon and the kid in from Minnesota. Wally in Austin. Hello, Wally.
How you doing?
Hi.
I just had a comment. Y'all were talking about price of oil and stuff earlier, and one thing that people aren't talking about is the wildlife refuge in Alaska and the possibility that they're going to try to open that back up since it's got a loophole.
No, they've already done it. Bush has already signed the paperwork.
Yeah, so what I don't hear a lot of people saying is, well, you know, this is supposedly our oil that we own since it's on our territory, but we don't.
Oh, no, we don't own it.
Yeah, Chevron owns it. It's going to go to Asian markets most likely, just like it has in the past. And, you know, if people just don't understand all that, you know, well, we need to go drill here and there, but we're not going to get the oil necessarily. And even if we do, it's at our cost.
Well, you're right, Wally, because when the Trans-Alaska pipeline was built, that was able to carry at least three, maybe four pipelines, piggybacked
right.
One on top of each other. 40% of that oil right now is going to Japan. We're not
yep.
going to cut their oil off because they're holding trillions of dollars worth of our debt. So that money is going to continue, and that oil is going to continue, rather, to flow to Japan. And the big field up there is not necessarily it's Gull Island. That's probably the third or fourth largest pool of oil on the planet. And guess who owns that one? British Petroleum. How
yep.
can we have oil? We got this. We got Alaska here, a steal from the Russians. Okay,
uh-huh.
And then we have it, and then we sell this this oil off to other countries. British Petroleum is a British concern. Why is it not American? Good question.
It is a good question. I think everyone needs to ask themselves and their congressman that question. So I guess that's really all I had to say.
Thank you
for having me on.
All right. Thanks, Wally. I appreciate it. Jim in Boston. Hello, Jim.
Hey. Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Quick comment. Don't you see Halliburton in this whole scheme of things? Because I believe that Halliburton is going down there to New Orleans for the reconstruction. Because if you follow what's happened in Iraq, you follow Halliburton there, and same thing in New Orleans. I believe that everywhere you go, it's got Halliburton written all over it.
Well, and Halliburton comes in when the United States is firsthand in creating the disaster. They're there for the handy cleanup, and they get awarded the contracts. But here's another one that I'm working on, and if this proves out to be true, well, I'm going to tell you what, there's going to be a lot of heads that roll. I think,
absolutely.
Jim, I think the dikes down there, and I mean the levees, I think the levees were blown up on purpose.
Oh, absolutely. I'm convinced. And it's funny that I've been scanning the media all week, and it's got Fox written all over it, CNN. They're spinning it like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, and when things get desperate, you bring out Jerry Rivers and you do
you
do the high dramatics, you know, the crying towel.
Yeah. Yeah, amen.
All right, Jim, anything else?
I just want to say that your guess is good.
Well, we're working on something right now, aren't we, Greg? We're going to see. We're going to see if we can't pull this off.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. We're going to see if we can't get, as I stated at the beginning of the program, there is no money unless you want to sell your soul and go work for the other side. And Mr. Szymanski here is a good investigative journalist. You even have a background in lawyerism, don't you?
Yeah, I have a law degree.
You have a law degree. You chose not to follow that profession, and thank you for not doing that. No, you're probably a much better reporter and radio guest than you'd ever be a lawyer. I'm just teasing.
Yeah, I think I made that. I liked law school. I didn't want to practice the law.
I understand. But there is a possibility. We're going to see if we can get you a show here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we need good, hard investigative journalism. But more importantly, we need to have people that know the people that can bring the information forth. So we're going to see if we can't pull that one off.
That'd be great. I'd love to see if we can.
All righty. Sheldon in Tucson. This is second time around. You got to make it quick, Sheldon.
Yeah, I just want to preface the call by saying on CNN today, I did see people walking around with the Border Patrol suits on, and that's also true that they are rationing gas to the truck drivers. My dad's a truck driver up in Wisconsin, and a few days ago he was told by his boss that is true, that they're rationing 50 gallons to truck drivers, and also on the mainstream radio talk show host Raleigh James, she had 50 callers, 50 truck drivers calling and saying the same thing.
Well, and what do you, how do you deliver a load if you've only got 50 gallons worth of diesel?
Yeah, right.
And Greg, I mean, let's really go out on here on a limb. Do you think that they're purposely setting up a financial collapse here?
Oh, I felt that a long time ago, and yes, I do. I believe this is the beginning of the collapse. It's been going on for a while, but this is the first signs that it's starting to hit the consumer. First signs America is starting to feel it in their pocketbook. And, you know, I mean, I've talked to a number of people who've laid it out on the line and said basically, you know, Nancy Pelosi today said something. She said Bush is dangerous to America, said something that many people have been saying for a long time. And it was good to hear coming from Capitol Hill. But he is dangerous. I mean, the gentleman is, and I use that term loosely, is not qualified. We know that. But what the policies are doing are not only do we see mass destruction in the 9/11, and we see these horrendous responses that are causing more destruction than the hurricane itself by our government. We're seeing a slow decay and destruction of America right before our eyes. And unless we do something immediately, I mean, within the next year, life is not going to be the same here. And we are all going to have to adapt and figure a way out of this thing.
Well, I'll just remind folks, and you can take this however you want, possession is 9/10 of the law. If you can hang on to it and keep the other people from putting their greedy fingers on it, you've won the battle. Use your imagination. Thank you, Sheldon. The kid in Minnesota, and we'll try to squeeze Kurt in from Maine. Hello, kid.
How are you doing tonight, John?
Hi.
Just wanted to update you guys. Just got booted off. I was listening to you on the net. Second time I got booted off. But first time I got booted off, I kicked onto Yahoo, and they just said three people died from bacteria infections.
Down in New Orleans?
Down in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahoo said it was 4 minutes ago they released this. The other thing is, 29 minutes ago, according to that they're going to, willing, the government is going to give all of the victims of this disaster $2,000 apiece. You can't even bury somebody for that, for Christ's sakes. You haven't been able to for years.
Well, I just saw the commercial on TV. The cost of burials going up on the average of $6,000 per person.
Yeah, well, we buried my son about 8-9 years ago, and it cost us almost $7,000 then.
Well, for $2,000, well...
Yeah, that's a joke.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know, you're going to give these people $2,000, and what are they going to do?
Be gone in a week.
Yeah.
Well, you can't even buy, you know, a halfway decent car for that.
No.
For Christ's sakes.
I was just going to say, much less put in the overpriced gasoline. In it. Hey, kid, thanks for the call.
There you
I
go,
appreciate
you bet.
It. All right.
Thanks, John.
All right, Kurt in Maine, you're last up on this edition of the National Intel Report.
Hey there, John. How you doing?
Hi.
Two quick things. The first one, I see a thread. Have you ever heard of the Iron Mountain Report?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing something there. The second thing is, I work at a service station. I'm in Maine. We've been allocated gas. We serve 11 stations, and we only have 5,000 gallons a week for all 11 stations.
Here.
When it's gone, we're done.
Here
what do you normally have?
I don't know that. I don't own the place. Somebody else runs it. I'm not privy to that information.
All right. Kurt, so, we're out of time. I appreciate that tidbit, and thanks for hanging on to let our listeners know that.
Not a problem.
Greg Szymanski, ArcticBeacon.com. My friend, we'll be talking to you real soon.
Okay.
Talk
to you again.
All right. Appreciate it very much. Folks, that'll do it for us today. Who do I have on tomorrow, Mr. Producer? It's Thursday. It's not Ed Waller. It's the other guy. John Ainsworth tomorrow on the program. We'll see you then.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.